Today on Moody Presents, excerpts from Candlelight Carols, the annual Christmas music celebration from Moody Bible Institute.
Here at the Moody Bible Institute, we believe that the message of the good news of Jesus Christ is at the center of what we do in all of life.
Dr. Mark Jobe, president of the Moody Bible Institute. We'll be hearing more from him and a whole lot of great Christmas music coming up on Moody Presents. It's a special Christmas celebration. I'm John Gager, and what you're about to hear are excerpts from the Moody Bible Institute music celebration we know as Candlelight Carols. It brings together our music groups featuring the students in a wide range of musical settings and styles. And I think you're going to love what you hear. Unfortunately, now we can't bring you the whole concert, but we're going to bring you some highlights. You're also going to meet some students who are hosting the event, and they'll bring some background. Our theme this year, the four candles of the Advent wreath. Well, let's get started with a Christmas collage, Midnight Clear Overture, featuring the Moody Campus Orchestra. You're listening to highlights of Candlelight Carols here on Moody Presents, and this collection of timeless Christmas favorites, you need to know, is a mix of COVIDly responsible recordings, which is tough to do with some of these music groups, but we've done it. We continue with Oh, What a Glorious Night, arranged by Moody Bible Institute Professor David Gager. Here's the Worship Collective.
The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night.
Oh, what a glorious night.
I hear the angels sing. Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know the love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds wondered, they couldn't hide it, told everyone in sight. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on this glorious night. God came down on this glorious night.
I hear the angels sing. Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know the love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
Gloria.
What if there was a word, like a super wide angled lens that somehow captured the entire landscape of the Christmas story? What would it be?
Joy. Joy as in joy to the world. The Lord has come. Advent candle number 3. And when you think about it, joy is visible everywhere in the Christmas story.
When Gabriel announced the incarnation of Christ to Mary, she replied, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
And when Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist, Elizabeth exclaimed, "As soon as I heard your voice, the baby in my body moved for joy."
The night of Christ's birth, the angel of the Lord brought the shepherds tidings of great joy.
And when the wise men at last found the star that was hovering above where Jesus was living, Matthew 2 records they were overjoyed.
What about you? Has the lens of joy captured you?
If not, perhaps there is not enough Jesus in your landscape?
The 1 o'clock jazz band, made up of faculty and students from the Moody Bible Institute. In this Candlelight Carols excerpts presentation we're enjoying today on Moody Presents. Candlelight Carols, we've got a long history. It's different this year. It's virtual, but one thing remains. We are celebrating Christ all the way, Christ the King. Check it out at candlelightcarols.com. We continue with the Moody Gospel Choir, their rendition of Silent Night.
What an incredible presentation. I hope you're really enjoying this. And I want to remind you why we do this. This is not just about a Christmas spirit or lights or shopping. It's not just about doing something Christmassy around this time of the year. Here at the Moody Bible Institute, we believe that the message of the good news of Jesus Christ is at the center of what we do in all of life. Maybe you don't have a strong religious background, or maybe you've been around the things of God for some time, but the current pandemic and the social isolation, the racial tension, the unrest in our country, maybe it's shaken you and you're not even sure where you stand with God, your relationship with God. You know, our entire presentation is not just to make you feel good about Christmas, it's to convey the message of Christmas, which is really Emmanuel, God with us. And so I just want to pause in the middle of this beautiful, powerful presentation to explain to you that if you're listening to my voice right now and you say, I don't know if I have a relationship with God. I've been religious, I'm a sympathizer, but I'm not sure where I stand with God. Jesus, being all God, became all man. We celebrate it as we celebrate the birth in a manger, but it wasn't just an ordinary baby with a purpose and a call like many people have been born. This was God Himself, birthed in a manger, all God, all man, but He came with a purpose. His explicit purpose given in Scripture is that you and I were far from God because of our sin. And there was a vacuum inside of us, a separation from God. Jesus came ultimately knowing that He had to sacrifice Himself so that you and I could have a relationship with God. Maybe you're listening to my message and maybe there's an emptiness inside of your soul, a longing to connect with God. Maybe you know right now that you are far from Him, and maybe you have been stirred up lately about not exactly knowing where your relationship is with God. And so I just want to encourage you, challenge you to ask yourself, have you at this time in your life, have you bowed your knee and actually invited Emmanuel into your life? The Bible's clear about it. Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so I would like just to pause and invite you, if you've never done that, that maybe today is the day that you close your eyes, that you lift your voice to heaven, and you say, Father, I've been far from you, and I've known about you, but I've never actually surrendered to you. I'm at a point right now where I hear your voice, and so today I want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ, yes, is my Savior. I turn away from the way that I've been living. I embrace the message that He alone can forgive and save me. I surrender myself to Him as Lord and Savior of my life. And I ask Him to come and begin to change me into a new person. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you've made a decision of that type, we would love to follow up with you. We would love to hear more from you. We would love to help you grow in your walk with God. God bless you.
Distill the shadows of love. Well, it's been great enjoying these highlights from Candlelight Carols, and a reminder that you can watch it for yourself, enjoy it for yourself in its entirety at CandlelightCarols.com. CandlelightCarols.com. Well, I hope you're ready for Christmas. It's coming Friday, ready or not. I'm John Gager, thanking you for listening to Moody Presents, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute. Merry Christmas!